Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Goal to go, third down and five for the Chiefs. Trailing 10-7, Mahomes races the right leg. Pass caught, near side, touchdown! Kansas City on a quick slant. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce for the 52nd time. That is third in National Football League history. Quarterback to a tight end.
There it is. That's Travis Kelce's first touchdown of the season, I think.
Yeah, it definitely is his first touchdown of the season. I called that in my notes the Kelce drive because it was like Kelce after Kelce after Kelce. I mean, there was a 9-yard reception for Travis Kelce on that play. I mean, you had the a couple of Noah Gray plays as well, a Kelce shovel pass, a Kelce 8-yard reception to kind of start that drive. That was they featured the hell out of Travis Kelce on that drive, and it ended up obviously with his first touchdown of the season.
Yeah.
It took us so long to get there with Travis Kelce getting that first touchdown of the season, but he was big on that drive and finished it off with a score. So always good to see Travis get into the end zone, and that made it 13, and that's Taylor Swift's number, as you know, 13. The extra point made it 14. There were a couple other Taylor Swift things that went along with that touchdown that my wife notified me of after he scored that touchdown. So congratulations, Travis. Congratulations, Chiefs. You're sitting at 7-0. There's no other undefeated teams in the NFL. Let's go.
Woo.
Love that. Who leads the Chiefs in touchdowns? Do you know?
Kareem Hunt.
It has to be, yeah. Right?
It's Xavier Worthy with 5.
Oh, wow. Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, because he had 2 in that first game. Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. Kareem with 4.
That Kareem with 4, Xavier Worthy with 5, Travis with 1.
Yep. What is Tyreek Hill's record for rookie? Is it 9?
Did he get? Yeah, I think that was right.
Is that who has
that
it?
That sounds right. That
I think
does.
It's 9 for Tyreek.
Sounds
Hill.
Right.
It is Overreaction Monday. I'll start off as we do these every Monday, and we also will get into the script a little bit later. Also, don't forget Derek Johnson in about 30 minutes. Dallas is done. Sorry, Mike. I know you're listening, driving around. I love you, brother, but Dallas is done.
Maybe are people still like identifying as a Dallas Cowboy fan this day?
He lives and dies, man. I give it to him every year. I say, hey, man, if you want, I'll give you one last year. You can switch over. His wife and his three girls, all perfect family. They all root for the Chiefs, and he's the lone Dallas Cowboy
Why
fan.
Is he a holdout? Why is he a Dallas fan?
He's a trooper, man.
Right.
I respect it. Kyler Murray should be in the MVP conversation.
All right.
It seems like a year where the MVP is wide open.
Who is the MVP of the
Jared
NFL
Goff.
Right now? Excuse me?
Jared Goff.
Oh, wow. Look at you. You're a golfer. I love it.
Big time golfer. If you asked, it's not Lamar goes down a peg.
Patrick
Mahomes is there, obviously.
Yeah.
But Jared Goff is in the conversation.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's there. 0 interceptions still, right?
Yeah, 0 turnovers. Yeah.
So he's not turning the ball over. The Bills are winning. They have their Super Bowl in 3 weeks.
Yes, they do.
It's coming up fast
for them.
Max Crosby just had his Super Bowl where he was talking a bunch of garbage and then wanted to dap up Kareem Hunt. Made no sense. Either own it or don't.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Dude's a clown.
Trent Green on the broadcast is like...
Yeah, made fun of it.
Yeah, he did. He goes, yeah, let's act like we're friends so the ref doesn't penalize us.
Yeah.
I love that.
Again, this is overreaction. Denver's a legit threat to everyone but the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC.
Wow. 5-3, baby. I don't care that they beat Carolina. You beat another NFL team. You're 2 games over 500 right now. Ask the Jets if they'd like to switch places with Denver.
Sean Payton got his mojo back, baby.
Maybe.
Went back and found his frozen self, cored out the mojo, and then injected himself with it.
Back to New Orleans. He must have found something he left.
That's right. And Chiefs-Lions would be the best Super Bowl we've ever seen.
It could be fun. Yeah.
I mean, think about all the storylines, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jared Goff always beats Mahomes. Dan Campbell led his team to the promised land. Everybody but Missouri and Kansas will be rooting for Detroit.
No doubt.
Chiefs beat the Detroit Lions. They're assumingly hated by the world.
Right. Because Detroit will be that sympathetic team in the Super Bowl.
And I think that would be electric. Here comes the Detroit Lions. They average 41 points a game. Here's the Chiefs. They haven't allowed 30 points in a game since 2 years ago when they played in the exact same game they're in right now against Detroit Lions.
Right.
My last overreaction is we will not have a 1,200-yard receiver this year.
Wow. All right.
In the NFL?
In the NFL.
Whoa.
The leading receiver right now after week 8 is Ja'Marr Chase with 674.
That's crazy.
Still, they had a bye week.
Right.
Right. So 674, they're one less game.
But if he's going to go on pace the rest of this season, he would barely get to 1,200 yards receiving. Damn. He's your leading wide receiver in the NFL. And a day and age where we thought the wide receiver was the ultimate weapon, seems like running backs are playing a little part, saying don't sleep yet. Oh, one last overreaction. Rookie of the year is over.
Yeah, Bo Nix, clearly.
Rookie of the year made Mac Morey go outside and smoke three cigarettes. You hear about his parlay that he lost?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's my overreaction. So on to you, boys.
Yeah, that is a good. What did you say right before? Oh, the receiving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, Brett Veach kind of knew. Like, I hate to keep going back to, like, Brett knows what he's doing.
We're living here in Brett Veach town.
2 years ago, realized that he goes, I'm not spending money on the receivers. And I think yesterday,
again,
too.
Again, it's an overreaction. There could be, like, three at the end of the year. But right now.
It's crazy.
Monday.
But it was 1,400, 1,500.
Yeah, but I'll take your receiver one step further yesterday. Yeah. We saw, Tua wasn't anything special yesterday. But we saw the difference that a competent quarterback obviously makes. And if you're going out and spending money on a wide receiver and you don't have a competent quarterback, you're just stupid. It's a waste of time. Because Tyreek Hill nobody talked about Tyreek Hill for 3 weeks when Tua was out. He comes back in, Tyreek Hill's back in the mix and had himself a nice day yesterday. So if you have like a Trevor Lawrence and you're investing in Christian Kirk, that's a bad investment. You need to invest in your quarterback before you worry about investing in your wide receivers. Mac, you want to go?
Yeah, sure. I'll go real quick. Texans have serious problems.
I don't disagree with that at this time.
They need Nico, man.
They do need Nico back because now with Diggs going down, my God. I mean, that's big.
It's huge. And I just feel like, you know, we crowned this Bobby Slowick guy last year, and now we can't get it done without Nico Collins. So I'm worried about them. You're only as good as your players are, right? And they have good players. I'm just like, do better. They're going to be the fourth seed, and if it weren't for the AFC South, they would not be the division winners. They've beaten the Colts twice by a total of 5 points. The Bills, second best team in the AFC, third best team in the NFL. And the Jets are the biggest. I don't even know. Sham isn't the right word. They're the biggest.
Sham? Wow! Get it now! Billy Mays!
Was he ShamWow?
I think he was everything, wasn't he?
OxyClean.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Billy Mays for OxyClean.
Billy Mays here. He did Chipotle way.
Chipotle.
Are you tired of crapping your pants blood after eating Chipotle? Well, yeah, I'm Billy Mays, and you can have Chipotle way. Yeah. God, I miss that man. Cocaine killed that dude.
Did it?
Yeah.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah.
You know that for a fact?
100%. Oh. Died of a heart attack in the hospital with the cocaine all in his system.
No, oh, yeah. Really? I didn't know that.
The writing was on the wall.
Oh, man.
You're that excited about OxyClean?
Yeah, you got to get excited about
that. I can't
get
the stains out of my wife's clothes.
OxyClean saved the day.
Hell, he might have been snorting OxyClean. We don't know.
We do not know that. Yes.
Are you tired of bloody noses? Put OxyClean up there with a key bump. Hell, I do. Anyways. Oh, crap. That's what it sounded like in the basement with Billy Mays.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, man, you got any more of that Oxy? Nah, it's gone, man.
OxyClean.
What happened to Dad? He snorted his way to God.
He had OxyClean in his system.
Dude's got a clean body with a dirty nose.
My overreaction. Cincinnati is D-O-N-E, done as dinner. The Lions are going to roll right to the Super Bowl. The Jets being in the street fight with the Patriots yesterday really shows you how bad a team the Jets are. Enough with this. The Jets aren't that bad. They lost to New England yesterday. If the Jets were a decent team, they just motorboat a bad team like the Patriots. They did not. The Texans are no longer the top competition for the Chiefs in the AFC. Tua back, I talked about it, should make everybody realize the value of paying a wide receiver without having a good quarterback and how much of a waste of money that truly is. So a lot of good overreactions. You can text in yours as well on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Let us know your overreaction from the week of sports. We still need to get to this Anthony Richardson stuff too, yes. Right? I mean, we got to get to this guy.
Anthony Richardson?
Yeah.
You mean the guy who's tired?
Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there that I did, and I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play. So I just, this whole thing, I just needed a break right there.
He took himself out of the game because he was tired after running. Could you imagine Patrick Mahomes doing that? Mahomes got that 13-yard run on 3rd and 12. Could you imagine him going, I'm tired. Take over.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Anthony Richard, I'd cut him. I absolutely, and that's not an overreaction.
Okay.
Cut his ass.
All right.
He's not any good anyway.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.